Our latest patron-exclusive Friday episode completes our five or so year journey through the core Mario games with a deep cosmic dive into the Super Mario Galaxy duology. These games may or may not end up being remastered for Switch, but the originals still look and play great even on Wii in standard definition. If you've missed out on them, this episode should be all the convincing you need to rectify that. And if you're missing out on this full episode, that can be rectified by going to patreon.com/retronauts and supporting the show at the $5 per month level, which gives you access not only to this episode, but also the complete backlog of exclusives since the beginning of the year. That doesn't include just bi-weekly Friday episodes, but also other goodies like exclusive This Week in Retro columns by Diamond Fight as well. That's patreon.com/retronauts. Now, enjoy the preview. And that's because we talk about cool games like Super Mario Galaxy, which, believe it or not, is way more than retro by the definition of this podcast, which is, you know, 10 years or so, then we can talk about stuff. This game is now almost 13 years old. By the time this episode comes out, it will be just a few months shy of 13 years. That is a long time. It does not feel that long ago. And yet, here we are looking back into the past. And honestly, I kind of feel like the 3D Mario series has never quite topped the Galaxy games in 13 years. You may disagree, but as much as I like Odyssey and I like 3D Land and 3D World and so on and so forth, there's just something about this game. It just feels so, it feels so alive and so unpredictable. It's really just a unique and special take on Mario. And it really, I think this game did a lot to kind of give people talking points to those who were convinced that Nintendo had lost the plot. You know, they were releasing systems for casuals and babies and everything was too easy and so on and so forth. Oh my God, it takes 6 hours to get started in Twilight Princess, etc. But here was this game. It has a lot of talking, but it's pretty light in the grand scheme of things. And that all compares to, or pales in comparison to, the volume of content, almost all of which is just totally fresh and unique and really feels different and lively. Like, this really, I feel like this was the shot in the arm that Nintendo Wii needed among core gamers, the all-important core gamer, to convince them that, oh, okay, maybe Nintendo hasn't just completely given up and everything's going to be Brain Age and Nintendogs now.
I do love the Galaxy games. For a time, they were my favorite 3D Mario games out of all the ones I've played, but I think, man, I loved Odyssey so much, and 3D World especially has its own qualities, but the energy of Galaxy and like the spaciness of it makes it feel so special, and not to mention like the soundtrack, the colors, like all this stuff just explodes out of it for me. And I think Galaxy 2 especially has a hard to beat nostalgia in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't think any 3D Mario game will defeat for me.
I think I might like the Galaxy games a little tiny bit more than Odyssey, because I like their gimmick, because it's way more unique. I really like the Odyssey gimmick, but I've also played Kirby games, and that's the exact same thing. So I like how it's used there, but I appreciate how compact and how designed the Galaxy games are. They're much smaller as a result, but I like how focused they are.
I mean, they're smaller in a sense in that each level has a lot less of a sprawl to it. They're not sandbox games, but I wouldn't say that these are small games. They have so many levels. And with Super Mario Sunshine, which I feel like this game was really a reaction to Sunshine, those levels were massive. And even Mario 64, there were huge levels, but there were only a few of them, really. And you constantly went back into them and were finding like new areas and new places within those same worlds, but you covered the same ground a lot. And there is much less of this. There's 42 different galaxies to explore, all of which have multiple planetoids or stages, like substages within them. So there's an enormous volume of different content and different places to see. And I think that really, you know, it leads to a game that feels like you never quite know what's going to be around the corner. It's very unpredictable. And we can talk about that later, but later I'll highlight a stage that really just incorporates a ton of different ideas, and still it doesn't feel like everything is just thrown together, hashed together like a big mess. It really feels cohesive, and
that's a difficult trick to pull off. And Mario Galaxy and Galaxy 2 really do a great job of that. And, you know, they really stand out in the Nintendo pantheon, but also just in gaming. There aren't a lot of games that really are structured like this or to play like this. It's a distinct game. It's unique. And it's really one of the high points of the Wii library, I would say.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'd say either one of them is easy to call the best exclusive game on the Wii, and I think the best game on the Wii. Like some, if you really love Twilight Princess, you might say that's better, but I think it's the best game on the Wii.
Brawl is no one's favorite Smash Brothers.
Not so. One person's yes. favorite Smash, no.
Nope, and let's not talk about Mario Kart Wii.
Ooh.
No, I said don't talk about it.
You're
going to derail the conversation.
Okay.